Now back to She Said, He Said with Kelly Lamb and Gordon Montgomery. Brought to you by Page Law on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. It is 11:03, and we're here with my special co-host today. Gordon Montgomery is on an adventure that he can't wait to get back. And I can't wait for him to get back as well. So we're here. Kathleen Kaiser's here with Matinee Chat, going to have some fun with us. And, of course, my question of the day was, what random movie quote or famous line is your favorite? So if you want to give us yours, if you're watching on Facebook, we would love to have it. And there has been several, some really good ones. Michelle, she had just written in on Facebook Live. You call that a knife? I can't do it in the Australian voice. This is a knife. That's got to be Crocodile Dundee, right? Mm-hmm. I remember that line. So she gave us that one. And there are so many that are on Facebook on the post they put up. It's incredible that movies play such a part in our life, and certain lines, I'll be back, you know, that you cannot get out of your head, you know, that pull me back in.
I couldn't believe you asked me, when she put it out there, can you give us your favorite quote? I'm like, oh my God, I can just
like
give you every movie and, you know,
and give a quote from them all.
Let's go. So,
well, have you been watching Shark Week? It's the third. I didn't realize that Shark Week, it's been on for 30 years?
I didn't
That's
think it was
30
that long
years?
Either.
It was in black and white, I guess, at one time. I mean, that is a long time ago. I didn't know that that was... Did you guys know that?
I had no clue.
Well, and there's only one more day of it. So if you haven't been watching it, it started last Sunday. It ends tomorrow. I have just... I can't believe the stars. They've had Shaquille O'Neal, Ronda Rousey, come on. Because see, she can box sharks, I guess. See how she can do. Matt's got something to say.
No, I was just going to ask, did they do another Sharknado movie this year?
Sharknado?
No.
That's not on Shark
Week. They didn't do that?
I don't think they did. I know they didn't make a new one, but I'm not sure that they did.
I didn't know if that was Shark Week or anything. I'm sorry.
Yeah. They had.
My bad.
Ronda was uncaged. The UFC Hall of Famer sets out to test her courage and prove the fighter mentality made. I'm sorry, I don't care how tough you are. You cannot beat up a great white shark, okay?
No.
That's all I'm saying. So I don't know if anybody watched that one. The other one, I caught the one Shark Wrecked. It's okay, you know that you are really reaching to get viewers when you decide you're going to do blow up a boat, act like you're wrecked out there. Now, the whole time they're going, I don't know if we're going to make it, blah, blah. Now, there's a boat that's filming them just, you know, 40 feet out from them or whatever. And they're out there in the middle of the ocean reenacting if the boat blew up and they were out in the water and they had to survive until they were rescued. In the midst of great white sharks all around them, it was absolutely the most ridiculous thing ever. When you put yourself at risk with a TV camera, so many, what are they going to do when the shark starts eating them? I mean,
film it,
I guess.
Yeah. Like,
well, you know, they tried, but hey, you know what? You probably don't want this to happen to you. What? So, of course, they do that.
Most of us aren't going to go swim in a pool of them anyway.
No. How about Naked and Afraid? And then they did the sharks, the Barren Island. I mean, that's just not, who wants to go around naked and then within sharks? You know? So there was just a zillion shows, you know, that they're on there. So I don't know if you watched any of them. I got a few of them. I get a little bit entranced when I start watching it. It's kind of cool.
Kind of addicting.
Because once again, a person who lives in fear loves to watch sharks. Scary movies and sharks. It's okay to be scared if you watch that, right?
And do you actually go in the water, Kelly? There's the question.
I love the ocean.
See, I
do.
Too.
I mean, sure, do I
look
have
around?
A few little thoughts or whatever and start imagining, you know, seeing a fin come at, I'm one of those. I'm still a kid. It's like, ooh, it's like you imagine the shark fin. You see it coming at you, you know, start making dun, 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 you know, the sound effects and stuff.
The ones this week that I've caught that were actually scary for me is when you see a surfer out there and all of a sudden here he comes to get him. And then, you know, the guy's go out there in their jet skis trying to save them. Now, that stuff that's real, that like they just happen to have somebody videotaping.
Right.
That stuff's scary.
Yeah. It is scary. And they are out there. They don't mean to. I mean, I don't believe a shark means to eat a person. And it's even when they talk about this on the Discovery Channel is that sharks really don't want to eat people. And that's why most of the time they only lose a leg or they get bit or something happens is because they really don't want to eat that, but their teeth locked into you and did some major damage. There's about, I mean, there is 10 to 15 people, I think, a year killed by sharks. There's much more driving down the road with people texting. So you should be more fearful of the automobile than stepping into the ocean. But Jaws, the movie, put it in all of us.
Oh,
and
I'll never forget that.
Me neither.
I will never
and I
forget
got to see it in the movie theater with a speaker 10 feet from your head.
I think we saw it
at
the drive-in.
You did?
Do you remember drive-ins?
Yes, love drive-ins.
Oh, yes. We've talked about going. We're going to have to add you to our group. We're going to go to the drive-in.
Just want to go and... And we did go to the drive-in. Actually, Gordon and I went to Kansas City, and there's a drive-in that's still there. And even the place where you go in to get your popcorn and your snacks still looks the same. And they did the even, remember the, you know, which would come across the screen for, you know, break time because there's intermission. They still played that. It was fun. We didn't make it through the second movie, though.
Oh,
and we didn't make
fun.
Out, I don't think, either. So
what
it was
is
a little,
the deal? What
I know, you're supposed
going?
To make
Seriously?
Out when you go to the drive-in, aren't you? And they don't have the speakers that go on your windows anymore. It actually connects to your radio. So you, you know, flip it on there. So it is a much clearer sound, too. But they had, like, tailgating going
like
on.
She's
no, you know when you gotta kind of get that little knob going the right way. So anyway, boy, can we get off the track fast?
There you go. No, I was gonna say with the Jaws movie, you know, ladies, if you go back and watch it now, or if you watch how they made it, like, you know, I watched numerous things on Steven Spielberg, how they made the movie. It's not scary.
I know. Well, did you go to the Universal City, actually in
Studios?
Yeah, in California, I went to, and that's where they made, and it's this little teeny pond, man-made pond that they made this in. And of course, the shark got bigger the whole time in the movie. It was the size of the boat by the end of the movie.
Right.
But I was a little girl when I got to do that. And the Jaws, you're on this little tram taking you through, and they have this great big massive shark that, you know, comes up like it's going to eat the train, and just had to change my pants afterwards, but it was okay. So, so what do you got for us today, Kathleen?
Well, you know, we talk about a movie of the week every week.
Right.
Well, there's a couple good movies that pop this weekend. The first one I wanted to talk, you know, tell everybody about is called Eighth Grade. And it's actually an independent film. And the young lady in the film, it's the last 3 days of her eighth grade year and all the trauma that we go through as women in the eighth grade.
Eighth grade is brutal.
It is.
Because you think you're old enough, but your parents still think you're a kid, but then treat you like you're supposed to act old enough. It's so confusing.
And
your hormones
are not nice in eighth grade.
Oh, they're not.
No, you could do a mean girl movie every day.
Yeah, Raging Eighth Graders. So I didn't know that movie was out.
Yeah, so that hit this weekend, which is really good. And, you know,
is it a movie for us as women, or is it a movie for younger people?
I will tell you, it's a movie for everyone.
Okay.
We've all gone through eighth grade.
Right.
So there's parts in the film where you're actually going to be able to relate to the young lady. Her name in real life is Elsie Fisher.
Did you know I wanted to be a school teacher, and I quit wanting to be one because I did student teaching in eighth grade for eighth grade kids, and it warped me for the rest of my life. And I decided at that moment I was not going to be a teacher.
So we should give accolades to all eighth grade teachers that they do that every day.
And thank goodness that, you know, you didn't have me to teach your child.
I'll be doing that this year for my eighth grader. Yes.
Oh. All right. We'll go see that movie.
No, it's
I know. I'm sorry.
And what I was going to say was, you know, we've talked about my older daughter lives out in L.A. and she got to see it earlier because, of course, the movies pop earlier on the coast.
Everything's
and
earlier
over
there.
And she got to see it and she called and she said, Mom, you're going to have to take some Kleenex along.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, really? It's really going to be that sad? Well, after I saw the movie, let me just say, I did shed a tear or two.
Wow.
But I did not shed as many tears as my eldest did. And it's because it's her life on the big screen.
Oh, wow.
So I totally understood once I saw the film.
Where does it take place, the movie, and what type of school?
Oh, I mean, it's, you know, basic generic school type thing. But I mean, you know, she's being raised by a single dad. So he's trying to relate to her, which is really difficult. No mom, eighth grade.
Nobody can
mean
relate
girls,
to an eighth grader,
you know?
Mom or dad.
You know, and just, you know, the trials and tribulations of all of that. And in the school district she's in, she, you know, happens to they make up a box of what you want your life to be in eighth grade, in sixth grade, and then in eighth grade, they're getting ready to graduate, and they give them this awesome box that has all these things that they saved in sixth grade for when they became, you know, young
grown
adults
up, eighth grade.
And she literally, without giving too much away, spoiler, at some point in the movie, she literally burns the box because it's all her hopes and dreams, and she's burning them because everybody is so mean and nasty and, you know, and I'm thinking, oh, what we do to our children at such a young age. It's
yeah.
just that. So anyway, so
thanks,
everybody
Debbie Downer.
To-
wow.
Well, she's maybe coming that maybe before. I don't know.
I'm going to need Amy more than I thought right now.
Glad I'm in the middle.
Oh, and another movie that hit this week is called Blindspotting. David Diggs.
I must be living in a hole.
We're going to have to get you out of that hole, Cal.
I'm telling
you,
I never heard of this either.
Oh, and Rafael Casal are actually very good friends in real life. And David Diggs was in Hamilton. He was one of the leads in Hamilton on Broadway. Very incredible individuals individually. They're friends in real life. And they wrote this movie called Blindspotting. And they actually both star in the movie. And it's set in Oakland, California. And, you know, they're saying, you know, it's race related and police related. And it's how life is for a lot of people. And going into the movie and seeing the trailer, I was like, oh, are we going to do this again? Am I going to sit through this again? These guys gave it such a, God, I'm getting choked up. These guys gave it such a incredible realism
really?
To life and how people are perceived and, you know.
Is it a wake-up call watching
it is,
this movie?
It's very much a wake-up call. It's very much a wake-up call to our society on, you know, what a lot of people go through on a daily basis.
Yeah.
And how people are perceived and really has nothing to do with them.
Mm. So, wow.
So another really
pretty
good
impactful.
Movie that popped this weekend.
Have to buy some Kleenex. Mm-hmm. Jeez.
And you're going to need them for that one. And then, of course, the big movie, the movie of the week that hit this week was the sixth installment. Yes, you heard me say that. The sixth installment of Mission Impossible
oh,
with Tom Cruise.
Sakes. How many installments
There's
do we have to take
six?
Of him?
There's six that he's been in, yes. Yes.
Gosh, I'm just not a Tom Cruise fan. I have to say it out loud.
That's okay. You're allowed to say it out loud
feel
because
better.
There are
Sometimes
lots
get
of
it
people
out.
Just like you that maybe he's done some crazy things over the years and you're like, I'm sorry, I can't even
watch
yes.
you.
Yeah,
yes.
He slid through his undies in that one show and he was good.
Risky
and ever
business.
Since then, I just...
one of my favorite movies of all times, I worked in the Ritz Theater in downtown Belleville in high school, and me and one of the other cashiers used to literally fight to see which one of us was going to get out from behind the concession stand
to go watch.
Just to run in the main theater
so you could
to
see
him slide across the floor in his tidy whities.
And
so.
I think that's it. I think, you know, movie stars, we have such a, you know, they're in these movies and we expect them to be like they are in the movie that, and they're not. They're people and they make lots of mistakes and do stupid things. And it's hard when I find that out to really appreciate, you know, their talent
right
as an actor because he is. He can be or is, you know, a talented actor. I just can't get past the...
He is. And I think the thing that's the most intriguing, especially for the Mission Impossible series, is a lot of those stunts, I'm sure you guys have, you know, heard this because it's been everywhere, he does himself.
Right. I think that adds some extra intrigue.
Right. Right. Because, you know, you're like, okay, now we know there's two or three guys on the side that look kind of
right.
like you're the same, you know, that are ready to go.
Right.
But if he can pull it off... He does it. The last one, Rogue Nation, that was literally him on the side of a jet, you know, taking off. That was not green screen. That was, you know, that was actually him.
Can you imagine
the
insurance policy that's on him
well,
with him doing his stunts like that? Because, you know, if he gets hurt, I mean, he is or doesn't make it through the movie. I mean, he
right.
must have one heck of a policy.
Yeah, I mean, they have to. It's funny, one of the other critics in town, Tony Mosella, who is a very good friend of mine who writes for the Flick Fanatics, him and I were talking about that. I'm like, oh my God, how many millions of dollars of insurance do they have on him to even, you know, step on a movie set?
Right. And he's getting older now, too. You know, it's one thing doing them when you're younger.
He's 56 years old.
Yeah. When you're,
gosh, he was born July 3rd, 1962.
Oh, you kind of got a thing for him or something,
maybe,
don't
no,
you?
No, I've just been
You don't have your husband slide across the floor in his white undies, do you?
This is what she has to do for a living.
Yeah, no. I was going to say, I'm not disclosing that as he's laughing right now.
Yeah.
And he's listening, laughing. Is she going to say? Is she gonna, no, I'm not. But no, I mean, I think that... the fact that he does do as much as he does is intriguing. Even if you don't, Kelly, you like him as a person.
I will accept him.
That you have to.
I'm that person now.
That's okay.
So what game are we going to play today?
Well, we're actually going to play a game like we usually do of movie quotes. You've been having everybody come up with movie quotes.
So
okay. But the only thing that you need to know before we start is they're all Tom Cruise movies.
Oh, for heaven's sake.
So I don't have
to, so I have to pick. Okay, so it's going to be a quote, and we have to pick the movie that goes with. Are you going to give us a quote?
I'm
going to
give
movie,
you the quote, yes.
And then we have
Grover's
to say the movie.
Grover's going to play a quote, and you're going to tell me which Tom Cruise movie that quote is from.
Okay, Grover, you're going to give us at least a second before you yell it out?
I can't play. I have
oh,
the
you
answers
already know
right here.
It. Oh,
I was
okay.
going to say, he has all the answers.
Gordon
just in case
looks
I forgot
at me.
One here.
Give a second. I'm a little slow. I'm a slow learner. I'm the little yellow bus rider to the radio station.
You're doing a fabulous job flying solo, yes. You're doing good. You're doing good.
Okay. I'm ready.
Okay.
I think I broke something.
What? That's it?
That's it. And that is very prominent because in... This Mission Impossible movie that hit this weekend, he did break something. He broke an ankle. And
so
it's literally
Impossible?
In the film. Yes.
Oh, Mission Impossible.
There you go, Kelly. I helped her. See, she was paying attention. I just helped
listen
her
to her
that
say
process.
The name of the movie and you'll get the answer.
Was it? No, it was. That wasn't from Mission Impossible.
Oh, was
Edge
it?
Of Tomorrow?
Yes.
Which Mission Impossible was that? I haven't seen any of them, so.
Oh, no, no. No, I was going to say he broke his ankle in this last movie
that
just hit.
I don't believe I'm going to probably get any of We'll see.
No, but
right.
I'm already,
that.
See, I just set my brain cells up for loss.
Yeah. No.
I've told myself I'm not getting any.
Sometimes you just have to go with the truth.
Yes. Sometimes it's better.
Go ahead.
Ready?
Yep.
Now, I need you to listen carefully. Do exactly as I say. On three, I'm going to lay down cover, and we're going to run to those shelves over there.
Okay.
Right, yeah. You ready?
Yeah.
One.
It's him and Cameron Diaz, if that helps.
Oh, I can see the movie, but that's not going to be enough.
Do you see words?
Can you see him on a motorcycle?
I see two people, a blonde and a dark-haired guy. I could Google it really quick. Do you know?
I have no idea.
Well, Grover, you know because you're looking at the answer. This is the worst game ever. I don't even want to play. I want to go home. Not what little kids do.
Okay.
I don't even want to play.
I was going to say, she's pouting right now. I didn't mean to make you
my
pout
bottom
on a
lip
Saturday
come
morning.
Up?
How about Night and Day?
Well, no, I never even watched that. No wonder I don't know.
Really?
That's the name of the movie?
Yep.
Maybe I've watched it. If I'd see it, I'd recognize it. Because I do remember seeing them in a movie together.
She really doesn't like him so much. This
I'm
is torturous
so
for her.
I'm so bad with names
I'm so
of
sorry,
movies.
Kelly.
I'm just bad with names, period.
Like,
I mean,
if I
everything.
Saw it again, I'd be, oh, mm-hmm. that's what it's
exactly.
Movie.
Me too. Other people out there screaming, go, my God, they're so dumb.
Oh,
it's
I
so
know,
and
they're
so.
If it'll make you feel any better, I called in last week and I felt like the biggest dope in the world because Kelly's talking about The Mountain Between Us, the movie that they finally saw, and Kate Winslet name was not coming in, neither was Idris Elba's. Luckily, Grover was here.
Welcome to my world,
you know,
every
woman,
day,
you know,
all
that
day
woman?
Long where things don't
like,
come to
oh
my,
my
brain.
Oh, my God. How can you not get Kate Winslet, Kathy?
Yeah,
seriously?
If you'd ask me my name during a test or something, I'd be like, I don't know. Okay, ready.
Just a couple more, man.
I am involved in high treason with all means available to me. Can I count you in?
For anything, sir. Anything at all.
Anything.
Anything
is a very dangerous word, Lieutenant.
No.
It starts with a V.
Oh.
Does that help?
It starts with a V?
Uh-huh.
What's the next letter?
A? It starts with vowel. How's that?
It starts with a vowel?
No, it starts
what, you
with
said V.
V-A-L.
Vowel. Valerie
Grover's
Bertinelli?
Grover's laughing like, seriously. Okay.
Valedori... Valed... Victoria. I have. I at this point, I don't even care. I hate this game.
Is the name
of
that movie.
What's the name?
Valkyrie.
I don't. I've never even heard of it.
Are you serious?
No.
I've heard of that.
Okay. Okay.
And no. I think I've seen that.
I got to get you out more, Kelly.
I don't. It's happening in my life right now.
Okay. Go ahead, Matt.
You never touch the steering wheel when I'm driving. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Do you hear me?
He sounds really young in that one.
He is very young, and he's with Dustin Hoffman.
Oh, yeah. I know that Rain movie. Man. Yes.
Yes.
Thank goodness. Gosh, started feeling
I know
like
that one because I am a very good driver.
I just feel like I won you saying it. I just feel like on top of the world right now. All right, let's do this.
This is the last Grossman. Who is this?
What'd he say?
Who is this?
This is the last Grossman. Who is this?
What's the next question?
Last Horseman, who is this?
This is the last Horseman, who is this?
I don't know.
Good Rain Man, by the way, was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a very good movie. They need to make more like that.
Yeah, that was really good. Yeah, not that's going to help.
This is the last Horseman, who is this?
Oh, but he was betting in this movie, right? No?
No.
Okay. No. Show me the money.
Go ahead, Matt.
I guess it's not Tropic Show Thunder. Me the Money. Oh, with Nicole Kidman.
Tropic Thunder. No, that was the one with, this had Robert Downey Jr. and...
Oh.
I'm trying to think, who's the other big name in that
not
one?
Not Thunder.
Ben Stiller?
Ben Stiller. I never saw it.
I don't know if I have
well,
either.
And I was going to say, and it was very hard for me to
can't
come up with...
I believe how many movies he's been in.
I know, he's been in lots of movies. Yeah, I mean, and he was such a terrible person. His name was... Was
in, that movie,
Grossman,
a terrible
in that movie,
terrible person?
Yes. And I could barely get anything that you could play on the radio of what he said in that movie.
Cussing.
Yeah.
Really?
Yes.
You make me want to watch it now.
Yeah. And that was Tropic Thunder. Now, play the other
was there
one.
Nakedness
play
too? The other one. It's like they don't have enough of the parental guidance up
Matt,
on top.
Play the other one
it.
Of the movie that she just...
Wait, the next one? Okay.
Yeah.
I... would never lie to you or hurt you.
Oh, come on.
Stop it.
You,
man.
No, you
you're
just,
looking at the
no,
answer.
Because you just alluded to it.
Thunder. I mean, Thunder. 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 What was the name of that movie? Am I close? Oh, my gosh. Somebody wants to call in because we're so stupid. They want to answer the questions.
Hey, Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder. That one.
Oh, there you go. Okay.
This is so funny.
I was waiting for Cocktail to come around.
Oh, so who thinks we're completely an idiot that wants to play?
Well, we got a mystery caller here. Caller, are you out there?
Oh, my gosh.
Hi, Gordon.
How are you
How
doing,
are you, my
Gordon?
Sweet love?
I'm coming back from my adventure.
Yeah, quite an adventure, babe.
Yeah, so I'm listening to you guys play this game, and I'm just like, I'm that she would be mad at me for spouting off the answers right away.
We're just idiots here today, aren't we?
It's because she doesn't like him. She doesn't like his movies. And yeah, I picked the theme. And
what did you say?
I know. She doesn't like to watch Tom Cruise movies. So.
No. I mean, he's okay. You know what? You could do Will Ferrell right now. Well, I probably get those. All right, Gordon, you ready to play? All right, give us another one. Let's see if Mr. Smarty Pants can do it.
I have my buddy Rick Dalton here, so it's guys against the girls.
Okay, hi, here we go. Hello, Rick.
Hi.
Here we go, guys.
Let's do this.
I see America drinking the fabulous cocktails
this
I make.
This is another old one, Cal.
Cocktail.
America's getting stinky on some kind of
Sorry,
girl.
Gotcha.
She beat you, Gordon. She beat you.
Oh, she's got the fire in now.
Yeah.
Now she's going.
Also not a competition.
Yep. You're missing the smile now, Gordon. Ear to ear. Yes.
I will admit that I can visualize her face and everything that she does at the moment she does it all the time.
I don't know if that's good, is it?
Oh, there's just a couple more, guys. Here we go.
Oh, Louis. Still whining, Louis.
Vampire.
Have you heard
He's
enough?
The vampire.
But it was.
Oh,
I've had to listen to that.
Vampire.
Interview with
a vampire. There you go. I got enough of it. I said vampire.
So Gordon calls and all of a sudden you know
I'm
all
smart. Yes. All of a sudden I'm smart.
You made her smarter, Gordon.
My brain's here. My brain's here.
I've been saying I've been making her smarter for a long time.
Oh, I saw that one coming.
We knew he was going to jump on that, didn't we? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Good job, Cal. Proud of you.
Oh, thanks, Dad.
You want answers? I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
Show me the money.
You can't handle
the truth. Officer and a gentleman.
You want answers?
But it's that Nate.
Yes, it's him and Jack Nicholson.
Gordon got it.
What is this?
He said it.
I was screaming so loud that you couldn't hear him over me.
What was that again, Gordon? What did you say?
You good man.
Oh, good man.
That was a good movie. Mm-hmm. All right. Really I got to give Tom. I did give him credit. He is a good actor. I just don't like him in his personal life.
Couple more, Matt.
This thing's machine. It crawled out of the ground, started torturing everything. It's killing everybody.
Is that alien movie?
Is it terrorists?
It's the alien movie.
Well, but
that's as far as I can get.
No, Robbie. Not like
did they get it?
Yeah,
I heard. Mm-hmm. Which one of you said it, Gordon?
It crawled out of the ground.
Me. War of the Worlds.
War of the Worlds, that's it?
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
see, it. Now I know.
There you go. There you go.
I watched that one. We have another
next?
One?
Next? Yeah, we got a few more here.
Okay.
We made love four times the other night.
What'd you say?
Is that good?
We made love four times last night.
Wow, good for them. What movie's that? I want to watch
said,
it.
You know, she said we made love four times last night. And he said, was that good? And she said, two were.
Two were. I don't
know. Do you know what movie?
I don't.
Vanilla Sky.
Oh, gosh. I don't remember that one. That's been a long time.
Weird one.
Now, we could get caught. We've got an interview that's going to be calling in here at 11:30. So... is it a calling in right now? All right. So we're going to come back to more fun as soon as we get set up here because we do need to find out about a great event that is there's a great event that's going on right now. And then it's leading up to another one of the weekend of August 4th. So we are going to be talking to Jerry Benz right now. So is Jerry with us? Oh, Gordon? We got to take our caller with Jerry.
I'm calling out. You guys have a great show.
All right, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Drive safe. Love you. All right. All right. So what we're going to be talking about right now is a wolf ride. Now, I have no idea what this means. Are there wolves there?
That would be very neat.
Is there a type of a bike? Is it? Yeah. What is it? We're going to find out right now. Is Jerry with us? Mm-hmm. Jerry, are you there?
Yes, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Jerry. Last name, is it Benz?
That's correct. It's Benz.
Wonderful. Now, you're at an event. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So tell us where you're at right now.
Right now, we are in Catawissa, Missouri. And we are out at Old Farm Winery. And we are actually doing a little pre-event out here with some music, some fundraising that's going towards the event for next week. And this is raising money for one of the teams that's going to be participating next week, the Pastaria Big Shark team.
Ooh, wonderful. So what's going to happen? I mean, tell us, I mean, first of all, the Lupus Foundation, you know, the fact of all that happens to raise money is quite incredible. I mean, this disease, we don't realize how many people that it affects yearly. I think it's at 1.5 million Americans, I don't know, 5 million worldwide. I mean, it's big numbers.
Yes, very big numbers. And many people, and it has a different aspects of it that affect people slightly different. And all of those kind of come in, and it is through kind of efforts that they do with the Lupus Foundation of America and the local chapter here, the Heartland chapter. They're able to kind of help with the research and also to work towards getting a cure and helping with some of the different areas that help alleviate some of those issues and early detection as well.
Right. And reading about it, I did not know that 90% are women.
Yes.
That's a very high number. I didn't know it affected women so much more than men. Can you tell us a little bit about what maybe the symptoms or what lupus is for those that may not know?
It's an autoimmune issue, and I'm not one of the things on this is, this is, as I said, it's a little bit different for each, how they do, how it's impacted. And, but it will, you'll see different things from issues with organs, also for rash, and other, other items that are coming in for a diagnosis. It's kind of hard to diagnose.
Sure.
Because it's similar to so many different things.
Very, very much so.
Process.
Affecting that immune system and, you know, makes the body, it makes it hard for it to fight off viruses and, you know, bacteria and germs that we get that normally most of us get them. You know, we have the immune system that produces the proteins to be able to fight things off like that. So I think sometimes it gets overlooked because people with lupus still function and kind of like diabetes and things like that, you know, people keep functioning. They don't take it as serious as what it is, but it's actually very serious. And 10 to 15% can actually lose their life from this. So it's quite serious. So it's great to know that people like you are out there doing events to help. So this week, you are right now where you're at, you're having a pre-event. And then coming up on August 4th, you have another event that will be coming up. Tell us a little bit about that.
The annual Wolf Ride is it's starting out in Eureka, Missouri. It's actually it is a fundraising cycling event. Anybody can participate from all different styles of riding and abilities. There are multiple routes. There's a 30, 50, and 70 route on it, and this will take you through the winding roads and hills out in a very scenic area out to Washington and back. Depending on the distance that you were doing. And then when you come into the end, you'll be back with the Route 66 barbecue event that is out there, which is, I believe, the finals for the national barbecue
competition. So you ride all those miles, burn some calories off, and then come in and chow down. So when you're saying 30, 50, and 70, we are talking miles, right, sir?
Miles. Yes, miles.
Are we allowed to have a motorized bike for some of us that, you know, maybe
with
you want to take it in?
And four doors.
Exactly. Or maybe I could ride in a basket or something like that.
You could actually ride a tandem with two people, and you can have the other person pull.
Oh, kind of like when you go on a canoe trip, and you just kind of sit there while the person in the back does all the rowing. I like that idea.
Absolutely.
So now there's no cover. There is no cover charge for this, and there'll be music and food and wine, and like you said, the barbecue that'll be going on.
Well, the no cover is for today's event.
Okay.
For next week, it's a fundraising event. You register for the event, and then there are minimum. $100 minimum for fundraising for the event on that for the next week for the Wolf Ride. Today's event, there is no cover. You can come on out and enjoy the music. You can enjoy some of the games that we are having going on and also sample some of the wines that are here. All of this piece here kind of feeds into the bigger event. We also have the packet pickup and registration you can do here today to kind of get you started for next week.
And this is at the Old Farm Winery. I have never heard of Catawissa, Missouri. Have either of you?
No.
So that'd be experiencing something new. How long will this go on today?
This will go on today till about 6 or 7 o'clock in the evening. Scheduled times end at 6:30, but out here we can kind of relax a little bit and enjoy as the weather is very beautiful today to be out here. And Catawissa is not that far. It is actually only about 15 minutes west of Eureka, so right off 44. Oh. I've made the trip back and forth a few times because this morning we had a social bike ride that started out in Eureka and rode out here. We actually had to add miles to the trip so that they could have a ride that was long enough.
Oh, wow.
So it's 14 miles, basically 14 miles from 44.
Now, so, where did the name Wolf Ride come from?
Wolf Ride was originally, this event has been going on since 91 to 94. Eric Humes was, who's also one of the leaders of this here today. He started that in the early 90s. He had a family member that was impacted by this, and he wanted to kind of start bringing awareness to this, sort of like many of us are as we go out to do this.
Wow. So,
lupus is a term referencing wolf. It's for some of the disease that they have and the kind of name, and the Wolf Ride is kind of a playoff of that. So many of the events and the kind of the tag on it is we want to tame the wolf. We want to help with that. So it kind of brought into this whole event of the Wolf Ride.
Incredible. So give us again the place, the time, and how, if someone wants to sign up for this event, which will be August 4th. This is the Lupus Wolf Ride in Eureka's Lions Park at 8 a.m. on Saturday, August 4th. The race will take place right before the city's annual Route 66 barbecue blast. So if people want to be a part of this wolf ride, how can they sign up if they're not going to be able to be at your event today?
That is great, and it's very simple. You can just go to wolfride.com, and it'll take you to the page. You'll find more information about the events. You'll have some of the history behind it, some of the timelines, and an option for you to register for the event. And also join some teams.
Perfect.
You can join a team and raise money with other people.
Well, the registration for the charity cycling event is $65 per person, includes a complimentary barbecue lunch, and additionally, all cyclists must fundraise. They hope they would like or donate an additional $100. So you're either donating $100 or you could get people to, you know, sponsor you, so to speak, and allow you to raise that money. So, you know, lupus is a chronic autoimmune disease, and we need to find a cure. And so this is a great event to be able to help those that suffer from it. So thank you so much, Jerry, for spending some time with us this morning. I hope you have a great time at your event out at Old Farm Winery. And for those of those like me, we'll come out there with our motorized bike that I don't have. I'm going to have to pick up one this week.
Those are a lot of fun to ride, though, too.
So right. I'll be sweating my tail end off on one of those. So, all right. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
You, too. Thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
There you go. Do you guys bike ride?
No.
But that was a long-winded response.
I used to.
Love it, but I've got shoulder kind of repetitive injuries, so going forward like that really
kind of gets it. It just gets my whole body. I love riding a bike until a hill comes along, and then I just don't even know how I'm going to get to the top of it. It's
when
just,
Jeff
like,
and I were first married, we used to do the Moonlight Ramble and all stuff. Yeah.
Oh, I like that a lot. We've went on one bike ride. And actually, it's hilarious. Gordon and I think, have only been on two bike rides, and they've both been okay, a bad ending. So the first one, we put our bikes, threw them in the SUV or whatever, and went out to Creve-Coeur Park and had this great ride. And then on the way back, you couldn't breathe nor open your mouth because you would inhale bugs. They were coming at us like the sun was setting. Oh. So the bugs were just coming in, and we're like, you can't speak. You're trying not to. It looked like a windshield when I got back with bugs smashed to my face. Then the ride we went on this year, we decided we'd ride to the Katy Trail from our house, and then, which was awesome. The big hill we went down was incredible.
On the way there.
But we had to come back and go back up that hill that we went down, and I seriously did not think I was going to make. When I tell you the hill went for three miles, I had blisters on my feet. It was brutal. Oh. So anyway, we survived it, and those have been our two bike rides. So I'm a little nervous for the next one.
Just map it out where it's flat.
Yeah, I might just have
to like
ride
Oklahoma
in a car
or something.
Yeah. Well, the Katy Trail's flat. It's really cool. It's just getting, you know, there, and then we always think, gosh, that would be so much fun to like ride to, you know, the winery or something, but someone would have to come pick us up.
Then you got to get home.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of like
leave a car there.
Most of Forest Park, we have biked a couple times around Forest Park, and most of it's flat and most of it's fun.
Most of it.
Yes. But then you hit the other side of the park, you know, closer to Wash U, and you're like, I'm really going to do this hill, and that hill goes forever.
So. All right. So we were talking movies, and you did give us our movies of the day, and we played our game, and we had to cut it right there, just kind of boom, because
that's
our interview
right.
came on, but I really loved it. Let everybody know how they can go to Matinee Chat, find out about your movies and what's going on.
Well, you can find me at Matinee Chat with Kathy Kaiser on Facebook, or go to matineechat.com, and all of my reviews every week are there, along with a couple other friends that help me, you know. I can't see all the movies, so.
How would you like to have a job eating popcorn and watching movies? Oh, I'm stressed today. Oh, another movie and another
in the
bucket.
Middle of the day. Yeah, my girlfriends always love it when I go, I gotta go.
I gotta
11
go, I gotta
o'clock
go
movie today. They're like, the only way you could do this is because you run your own company, right? I'm like, yeah, that's really the only way I make my own schedule.
The thing I would say have such a hard part is I watch scary movies, most of it with my eyes shut, turned around, closing my ears, because if I hear like the the scary sound that makes it worse. So if I close my ears, it's not quite as scary. I watch them, but I hate them. I would be the worst critic ever. So how'd you like it? The 1 second I saw of it, it was pretty scary.
Well, that is the one genre that I told everybody, gosh, 7 years ago. Someone else would be reviewing the horror films for you all because
so you don't have to do every movie. Guys.
Well, no, I just bring out other people to watch those, and then they write the review, and we put that up on the site.
I can watch them during the day a little bit better for some reason, but at night, like there was a scary movie on the other night, and I'm by myself. I'm like, that's going off. I can't watch that because for sure, there was under something under my bed.
No, I'll just make up stuff in my head. All that stuff I talked about today, I won't use any power of the mind.
That's absolutely the truth, isn't it?
Mind over matter? No.
No, goes out the window with a scary movie.
Shoot.
Yeah. So, but all, you know, most of the other genres of film I do cover, but nope. Those are the ones that you get to, you know, Todd Capers or Tony Mosello. That's right. I'm delegating that one. Yep. I mean, I did go see A Quiet Place, but there wasn't a whole lot. Well, you saw that.
I did. You know, with Gordon complaining the whole time. There's no words. I'm supposed to sit here and watch this boring movie. No words. I don't know if his voice sounds like that. I just made that part up.
That was
why do we go into weird voices when we do someone else? Because he doesn't even talk like this.
It's great.
Makes
we
it better.
It.
Well, I do have some fun events. First, I want to let you know about my delicious scoop for the day.
Nice.
Okay. So I've been, these are, nothing's better than when you have to take a vitamin and it's in a gummy form. The hard thing is only eating one. Because gummy bears, I eat in handfuls. And this, you're only supposed to take 1 to 2 of them to support my healthy hair. They're vegetarian gummies. Nope. I'm not a vegetarian. I eat anything as long as it doesn't moo or make funny sounds at me. But, they're called Vitamin Friends, and you can go to vitaminfriends.com. So they don't have all those extra things that a lot of our vitamins have in it that we're really not supposed to have. They're supposed to be vitamins. So this is a product that was sent my way, supports healthy hair. It has 5,000 megs of biotin. Megs, you know what I meant. Milligrams. Supports healthy skin and nails, added essential vitamin and minerals, GMP seal of approval. So biotin, which is your B7, it's water soluble. So you have to try it out. They are allergen. How do you say that word?
Allergen.
I like to make up my own words. Has a great taste, of course. Try to eat only 1 or 2 of them. But check it out for yourself, especially if you are a vegan or a vegetarian out there and you don't want things that have fillers you can't have. These are your vegetarian-friendly vitamins. Wow. That is my delicious scoop today, brought to you by Chesterfield Lifestyle. If you have not had our magazine, you're not one of those lucky people that get delivered into your home, because we do mail it to 13,000 homes, about 500 businesses, and we give out about 300 ourselves out there. You can go online to ChesterfieldLifestyle.com. You can read our current issue. The new issue, August, is coming out, which is Kids and Pet. Kenilwood will grace the front of our covers. July, which is out right now, the Muni 100 Years is gracing our covers. So we are excited. Every month, it's something new and fun. That was all about summer fun. So our August issue will be all about kids and pets. Lots of great things in there. We'll go into September with style. So we hope that maybe you'll take a look at that. So I have a couple things going on this weekend. Do you guys have anything fun going on to share this weekend? This would normally be what's rocking with Gordon, but he's rocking behind a steering wheel right now.
I was surprised he didn't call back. I was waiting. Did he call back? No.
He didn't call back.
Gordon.
Kelly was doing too good on answering the questions.
There you go.
He was jealous.
Yeah.
So the today actually going on is the 4th annual Gateway to Hope Polo Match. Have you ever been to a polo match?
I have not.
You know what? I grew up with horses and I rode barrels and I did the whole shebang. Can't believe I've never been to a polo match. And I've always wanted to be one or go to one ever since I watched the movie.
Pretty Woman.
Oh,
I knew it.
I want to wear a hat and a polka dotted dress.
I'm like, one of these days on my bucket list is, yes, the Kentucky Derby. And I'm going to find that brown polka dot dress.
And
if
wear
it kills
that.
Me, yes.
And wear it.
Yes.
I want to go to a polo match. And yes. I can't believe how old I'm not. Because there was a negative right. note thing I almost said.
Where's the nearest polo?
Yes. Well, it's right. It's happening at, tomorrow at 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Wild Horse Creek Road, that's not very far away, 17899 Wild Horse Creek. You can just go to Facebook or Google, of course, the 4th annual Gateway to Hope Polo Match.
Wow.
So I would really like to check this out. I'm going to have to go buy a dress, though, that I would like to wear and a hat. Does anyone want to go with me?
think we should check
any
it out.
Takers?
I have a hat.
You do?
Yeah.
I'll go get one. And I do have a hat that we wore to a Kentucky Derby party and drank mint juleps. But that would be so much fun. And then the Butterfly House next month, which is just next week, which is crazy to say, they are celebrating all month long. Bring a friend to the Butterfly House. So you'll receive one admission free going in there. You can get a coupon. Just go to Missouri Botanical Garden.org and then hit Butterfly or Google Butterfly House. What's ever easiest for you. Pick up one of those coupons and get someone in for free. Have you been to the Butterfly House?
I have. I love it. Especially the kids when they're that age.
Oh, yeah.
It's one of our favorite places
to go. It's a little warm in there. I do perspire as I'm walking through.
But it's so tranquil. Do you find once you're in there for, 10 or 15 minutes, it's like,
about 5:10
for me. It's so
relaxing. Because I'm sweating profusely. Okay. No. Okay. But it is really beautiful. When they land on, you're like, I mean, I get excited. You'd think I was five. I get excited when I'm somewhere and a butterfly shows up.
I do the same, but my dad...
What is that? It's like a
jelly. My dad came back as a butterfly. He died in 2003, and...
Me too.
He came back as the Buckeye butterfly, I think it's called. The brown one with the little green...
Yes.
Like orange eyes.
When my mother-in-law passed away, they were everywhere. Mm-hmm. And it is. And I always, when I see a butterfly, I get all excited. I mean, we're at the ocean, a butterfly showed up. You're out in the golf course, a butterfly shows up. You're sitting on the deck, and you're like, my gosh, it's such an amazing thing.
Yes.
That and hummingbirds.
Yeah. Same thing.
Something about it. I just lose my mind. It's so exciting. So if you just want to go and let them all be there, go to the Butterfly House, get the coupon, and get a friend in. Now, this is something called Pride St. Charles. Okay. Mm-hmm. This invites you to join and support a mission of diversity. Inclusion, it's an inaugural color of the night gala is what they call it. That's going to be at the Maristar Casino. Again, that is next weekend, something you have to get tickets for. So very diverse set of events that we have going on. Find something that, is for you. I always say try to find something different, something that you've never done before. And go do it. We like to find places, maybe new places to eat, because my life evolves around food. You'd never know it, ever.
That's what we try and do. Go to a new place.
Yeah.
The rule kind of is don't go where you've gone before unless it's been at least, a year.
We call them our crawls, whatever, Sunday crawl or whatever it is or something, and find new places. We fell in, which we've mentioned it before, the boathouse out on the river. Mm-hmm. Gordon had never been. I had. And then we went out there. Now it's becoming a thing. But it's just sitting out there by the water. If it's a beautiful night, it's perfect. There's nothing fancy about it. It's just cool.
But it's still tranquil, right?
Yeah.
The water.
Right. Kind of find some places. Do you have a favorite
open
spot?
Space.
What would be your pick if
anything
you had somewhere to
water.
Go?
Anything Me with
too.
Water.
Me too. I love being around water.
And it can just
water.
Be like a little pond, little just anything.
A baby
with
pool.
Well, a little bigger than a baby pool.
Okay, all right. Or a fountain. I can do a fountain even, but I do like water. So do you have a favorite place?
I think it's called Mango, and I think I always want to call it Mango's.
Got to write that down.
Down on Washington Street.
Mm-hmm. No water there.
Yes.
There are fountains?
Yes.
Kitty Corner. Nope. This is just a restaurant. It's Kitty Corner or Catty Corner from Lucas. Bar,
yeah,
grill, Lucas, I think.
Yeah,
it's right, in that right. area.
There's a Blondie's down there in Washington that we love to go to. It's a fun little coffee cafe place. Super cool place to hit up. Do you have a favorite place?
Oh, you guys are going to laugh because you guys are coming with all these
Please don't say the
places.
Theater.
No. Actually, my husband offered to take me to the movie theater last night. I was kind of like, I'm kind of over it.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Yeah,
so where do you love to go?
No, actually, during the summer, we love to go to Ott's Fish Stand in Millstadt, Illinois.
Ott's Fish Stand?
They have the best
you guys are crazy.
Fish ever. Best fish ever.
Really?
Yeah, it's right in the middle
What's
of
the ambiance
Millstadt.
Like?
It's just little picnic tables and little, little umbrellas, and you can only get fish Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and now all summer long.
That sounds great, though.
It is so
How far
good.
Away from St. Louis?
It's only 30 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
30
it.
30 minutes.
All right. Well, what a great time today. And, of course, we didn't have our he part of the show, but we had some beautiful she parts, which was awesome. So it was pretty much a she said, and every once in a while, a little he popped in there. And so
Thank
Amy
you,
Bowie, your website for everybody to go to?
Is amybowie.com, AmyBaue.com. And I'll get the information up with you today that we had given
share
for
that.
Some homework. And if they have any questions, they can go to my website and contact me that way.
Love that. Well, I want to give a big shout out to Paige Law. Because of them, this show keeps rocking. Paige Law is wonderful. Tanya Paige herself is such a personal person, cares so much about you. She's tough, but she's also a real person. Does that make sense? It's not intimidating, but she'll intimidate that other person. And that's what you need. When something's going on with your family, there's problems that are happening around you, you want the best to protect you. That's Tanya Paige. They got a beautiful office over on Watson Road, but they will come to you. If you go online to PaigeLaw.com, within seconds, if not less, someone will pop up and say, can I help you? They are there for you 24/7. Family law practice. And don't think it can't happen to you. If you need help, don't try to do it on your own. Get the best to protect you. And that's Tanya Paige. We love her and we know you will too. Thank you so much, Amy Bowie, Kathleen
Thank
Kaiser,
so
for being
much.
With
Thank
us
for
today.
Having me.
Matt, for always keeping the buttons pushed and going, and thank you for the help of getting the phone and everything worked out for me today. We really appreciate the Grover always. We'll be back next week, same time, 10 a.m. with our new time till noon. And until then, I hope you all have a safe and beautiful weekend and peace.
Peace.
Boo!
Boo!
That was the worst thing I ever heard.
It was terrible.
Horrendous.
Well, it wasn't that bad.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, there are parts of it I liked.
Yeah, I liked a lot of it.
Yeah, it was good.
It was great.
It's wonderful.
Well, bravo.
More!
More!
Our baby's a love thing.